ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So now we are the second chapter of Panchadashi, Pancha Mahabhuta Prakranam. And here now we are in this verse. Vidyarani Swami is trying to establish Sat alone was there before everything originated. In fact, the Pancha Mahabhuta Nam, the analysis of the five elements itself is ultimately to discover, to help us arrive at the reality in terms of pure existence. This is a pure existence. It means the existence unassociated with any form or name or function. And here when the statement is Sadeva Asit Idamagra Asit Yekameva Yekam Advitiyam Sadeva Agre Asit, one secondless non-dual reality in terms of pure existence alone was there. That's what we arrived at actually. But here we saw this Nayayika, we saw him, how for him, even Nayayika is a Vaidika who accepts Veda, is an Astika, Astika Darshanikaha, is a believer of the Veda, but still has his own view. For him, the universe is real, the universe is created, and space is the only thing which was there before the creation. And according to him, space was there. According to Buddhist, nothing was there. So here, the thing is, only four elements have been created. Even these four elements are also reducible to paramanus, paramanavaha, the tiniest atoms. The atoms come together and then to form the elements. When everything is dissolved, again there will be space. That is his view. So, Vidyarana Swami refuted his view saying, even space also is not absolute. Space also cannot be there. What was there, even if space was not there, is only pure existence. The reality in terms of pure existence. Space also is relative. He established it, we saw in the previous classes. Then, now we have to read the verse. Use the 41st maybe. ननु भूम्यादिकं मा भूत् परमाण्वन्तनाशतः कथं ते वियतो सत्त्वं बुद्धिमारोहतीति चेत्. So his question was, how can you say the space also was not there before? Of course, when everything is dissolved, everything, you know, even Paramanu also has gone, then what was only space. That was his argument. So the 42nd verse, we have seen these verses. Atyantam nirjagadvyoma yatha te buddhimashritam. Tathaiva sannirakasham kuto nashrayate matim. And here, this is Vedantin's argument is, atyantam nirjagadvyoma. Even the space without any objects within this space, a pure space without the other forms and names occupying the space. Nirjagadvima, space without other objects which constitute the world, other elements or the elementals without them. How is it possible for you to say it was there? The counter question is asked. Hey, Nayayika, Nyayavadin, Nayayika. How is it possible for you to say Atyantam Nirjagadvyoma, pure, this only the space without the other elements and the elementals. Take this. How is it possible? How does this understanding has gone to your mind? Te buddhim ashritam. How is that you are holding on to this view? Tatha eva. If you can hold in your view with your own reasons that space alone, pure space alone was there before, even when without the Paramanu, with the other elements and the elementals in the world around, Nirjagat Vyoma, if you think it was there in your understanding, the same way, I also have my own reasons to prove what? Nirakasham Sat. Kutaha na ashriyate matim. If you can say Nirjagat Vyoma was there, why can't I say Nirjagat Sat was there? Nirjagat Sat means what? The existence without the Jagat. Exist without the Namarupa. Before this universe became manifest, and what was pure existence. And if you can say pure space was without the Jagat, if Nirjagat Vyoma, space without the objects, the other world is possible for you to say, the same way I can say, without Nirjagat, Sat was there. So Nirjagat Vyoma was there was Nayayika's argument. Nirjagat Sat was there is Vedantin's vision. So why can't I say, Kutaha Buddhim, Kutaha Na Ashrayate Matim. Same way, he says. But he says that if you can say space alone was without the universe, the same way I can also say pure existence alone was there without the universe. Okay. Now, he says that, but how he says going to explain here? Nirjagad vyoma drishtam chet prakashatamasi vina. Nirjagad vyoma drishtam chet prakashatamasi vina. Kvadrishtam kinchate pakshe na pratyaksham viyat khalu. Kvadrishtam kinchate pakshe na pratyaksham viyat khalu. The khalu comes, it's a tag. Then the tag, question tag is on. Isn't it? You say, it is. Isn't it? It was. Wasn't it? We say it's a tag, isn't it? And for this, you use the word khalu. Asit existed. Asit khalu. Wasn't it? The khalu, yeah, it's a tag. You get the khalu. So, te pakshe na pratyaksham viyat khalu. Viyat te pakshe na pratyaksham khalu. So Kalu, learners. The Kalu is an indicable expression, okay? But you use it to form a tag. So here he says, okay, he asked the question, okay. First he says, how for you in your argument, you say pure space for him, space is anadi. According to Nayayika, space is beginningless reality. Okay, beginningless. He doesn't say shunyam like Vishnu, but here space was there. Only other elements are not there, and the other elements are created, and the universe is created, and how this is a reason, how the anus come together and form the elements, etc. is his own argument. Anyway, not going into the argument. One of the thing is, but if space was there, and he cannot see that pure existence was there. That's the problem. Therefore, he first said, exactly if he could say that without the universe, space was there, the same, it is possible for him, for Vedantin to say, the pure existence was there without the universe. And now he goes on to the argument. Let me tell you, what is pure existence first of all? When you say pure existence, see, the existence itself is an abstract, subtlest, independent entity. We can never think of understanding existence as an independent, pure, abstract entity. But Vedanta says it is the reality. Existence is the reality. It was abstract. And this existence is what? Not an object of knowledge. Not object, it cannot be described. It cannot be conceived. It cannot be perceived. So avyayaha, it is aprameyaha, imperceptible. Achintyaha, inconceivable. You know. So anakhyaha, it is cannot be described. Cannot be described, cannot be perceived, cannot be conceived. It is not an object at all. If it is not an object, then how can we know that? Therefore, it cannot be known also as an object. So, but that existence is here or not, the existence, the reality, existence is there in the form of the whole jagat. Existence is in the form of whole jagat. Which means existence alone is in the form of the jagat, means every form indicated by any name, serving any purpose, is in and through pervaded by existence. So when we see, whenever we see any color, or existence of the color, or existence of the form, existence of sound. So in any form, an object is perceived. Whether the object is perceived from of a sound, or a taste, or a color, or a touch, you know, all the fivefold objects experienced means along with the perceived objects, experienced objects, what is experienced is existence. The form is means existence is. Form enjoys existence. So sound is means sound enjoys existence. Color is means color enjoys existence. Fragrance is means fragrance enjoys existence. Sweetness is means sweetness enjoys existence. So any object, even heat is, cold is, chillness is, any object obtaining in any form, ease means it enjoys existence. Therefore, because that existence enjoyed by object in any form, perceived, experienced, is what? Brahma, the reality. But existence always experienced what? With the form, nama rupa. Because it is always associated with some form or the other, some form of object or the other. It can be sound or form or color or touch or taste. But never is existence experienceable as pure existence without the nama rupa. So if I say cup is mean what? Cup enjoys existence. Cup is means cup's existence is. Cup's existence is. Cup enjoys existence. Which means, what is this existence? So existence is not You can say existence is enjoyed by every object here. If any object which enjoys existing, which is here, enjoys the status of being existent, is what? Enjoys existence, means there is existence. And this existence is, even though every object in every form enjoys existence here, the world enjoys existence here, that existence is not anything to do with the form. It is associated with, existence is not at all a part of the heard sound, the seen color, the seen form, isn't it? The smelt fragrance, or the tasted taste, or the heated cold. Not even the property of any of the objects. But existence pervades all the objects here, all the forms, names and functions. And the existence is enjoyed by every form. But no form limits the existence. The peripheries of the forms and the boundaries of the forms do not limit the existence. Which means existence is one indivisible partless whole, is all pervasive, indivisible partless whole is sadvastu. Sad is a beautiful word in Sanskritam. Sadvastu means the reality obtaining in the form of pure existence. Sadvastu is existence. So here, if I say cup is, you always what? Cup enjoys existence. The cup enjoys existence means what? Can you think of, now you only experience the existence along with the form and name cup. Now imagine the existence without this form and name cup. Isn't it? We never pay attention to the cup here, the existence here. Our attention is always grabbed by something colorful and moving. Therefore, this one uniform pure existence doesn't attract our existence. Where does the cup exist? Therefore, there is existence. And here we have to understand the existence is without the form and name is what? Anirupa, anama rupa rahitam. Nama rupa rahitam sat. Nama rupa rahitam sat. The pure existence is called what? Here we say nirjagat sat. Nirjagat sat means the pure existence without the forms, names and functions which constitute the jagat. Pure existence is never available for objectification. It's available for recognition as what? Only as pure consciousness. Which means the pure existence is definitely nothing but pure consciousness. And a pure consciousness is pure existence. And the one and the same, we should have any doubt at all. And it is this pure, yes, exactly this way, whatever we understand, there's the nature of pure consciousness, the nature of pure existence. One, secondless, non-dual, independent, all-pervasive, you know, timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless. Reality is pure consciousness. The same is what? The pure existence. The same is the nature of the pure existence because they are not two. They are one and one. Existence is consciousness. But this pure existence without it. So nirjagad vyoma, nirjagad vyoma, like nirjagat sat. Nirjagat sat is to be understood as nirjagat pure consciousness, and for which you have to what? You have to understand as your own sorupam. So pure existence has to be recognized as pure consciousness in one's own mind. That is the only way you can understand how. You're going to see that now. Before that, so here, in his 43rd verse, and first he, in the first line, Vidyaranya Swami as a Vedanti refutes the Nayayika's view. What was his thing? Nirjagad Vyoma Drishtam Chet. First he said, if you think, no, the space of the jagat is there for you. Similarly, the pure existence without the Jagat also is there for me. Once he said that, now he is refuting his very error in his view. Nirjagat Vyoma Drishtam Chet. And he asked, suppose how do you say Vyoma is there? How do you say space is there? How do you say space alone was there? What is the, so he may say what? Because all the time space is experienced by me. Space, I see the space. I see the space. We all think we see the space, don't we? We see the space. And he says, if you say you see the space, space must have what? Space must, is always, eyes can perceive things which reflect light. Eyes can see either darkness or light, or the object shining in the light. But space has neither darkness nor light. You know that? Space has no qualities. I would have said what already we would have said. Prakashaha akashasya gunaha, would have said that. No. Shabda gunakaha akashaha. Not prakasha gunakaha akashaha. Not, you know, tamas gunakaha akashaha. No. Akasha is only one quality. It is shabdaha. So you understand the existence of space only in terms of its what? When the sound is like this, akasha also is time but relative. So first of all, he says, akasha has not, does, is not associated with the light or darkness. So, prakasha tamasi vina nirjagat vyoma drishtam chet kva drishtam. How can you say? It is not right. Because neither space has no darkness or light as its quality. And eyes can perceive only what darkness or light. Eyes can perceive objects reflecting the light. Okay? But here, therefore, because space has no lighter this darkness, it is not perceptible. Okay? First of all, space is not perceptible. One thing. And one more thing he says here. We understand the space, that's all. And then his own Nayayika's own view is there. What is that? Pratyaksham viyat na pratyaksham. Viyat na pratyaksham. It is whose words? He himself says space is not perceptible. Space is not available for perception. Space is imperceptible. It is Nayayika's own view. Viyat means space. Na pratyaksha means space is not perceptible. Space is not available for perception. This is whose paksha, whose view? Yayaika's view. So you, according to your own view, space is imperceptible. And you yourself, and I also say what? Space has neither darkness or light. The space cannot be perceived through eyes. So this is the fact, but your own view, you contradict your own view. Te pakshe viyat na pratyaksham khalu. In your own view, space is not perceptible, isn't it? You said that. Now how can you say you see the space? There was spaces. Therefore, you know, if you put very clearly what now? Space is relative. Space also is not there. When the samagrasya api jagataha, the entire universe becomes unmanifest. When there is no time, there is no space also. Time and space, the two intangible, subtle, abstract factors also resolve, and no time, no space, and no object. Nothing is there. That's how, what is there then? Not nothing is there. Form, this objects are not there. Time is not there. Space is not there. Nothing is there. The pure existence alone is. Whenever the universe becomes unmanifest, we have to understand along with the universe, are time and space also resolve. Universe, space and time are part and parcel of the universe, Jagat only. Because Jagat itself means, for the word Jagat means what? Jayate gacchati iti Jagat. That which comes, that which enjoys existence, and that which loses its existence and resolves. That is called as Jagat. Therefore, time also comes, exists and goes. Space comes and goes. And all the forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat come, exist and go in time. Therefore, we say what? Everything is Jagat. Okay? Space also is relative. Space also is not absolute. Space was, you can't say space was there before the Jagat creation, before this manifestation of the universe. Okay, Nayayika's view has been, refuted. No. And he has to say, if you say pure existence alone was, how are you going to help me understand pure existence alone was? That is the argument, isn't it? So, tadvastu shuddham tu shuddham tvasma bhar nischitairanubhuyate. Sadvastu, kaise tadvastu, tad stands for sad. The third person singular pronoun tat stands for sat, the pure existence. So you can say tadvastu or sadvastu, both are correct. Tad stands for sat. Tadvastu or sadvastu shuddhan tvasma bhihi nischitairanubhuyate. Sadvastu shuddhan tvasma bhihi nischitairanubhuyate. What he says? So what he says here? Shuddham sadvastu. Shuddham sadvastu means pure existence. There is no ashuddham sadvastu. Okay? There is no impure existence. But still we use the expression shuddham sadvastu. Shuddham sadvastu tu asmabhihi nischitaihi anubhuyate. Vidyaranya Swami as a Vedanti states firmly, hey Nayayika, now already it has been made very clear what? Space is also relative. Space also cannot exist. The Jagat is not there. Space goes along with Jagat. That is gone. But now he says, to answer the question, how can you say sadvastu, pure sat alone was there? Yes. Sadvastu shuddham. Put shuddham as sadvastu. Shuddham sadvastu. To asmabhihi nischitaihi anubhuyate. The pure existence is anubhuyate, is experienced by us. But not as an object. That's right. Just now I told you, pure existence is not available for experience. I already told. Anubhuyate means what? Pure existence is experienced. You may come and ask what? Oh, you just now you said it's not object of perception. Now you say experienced. How can you say? Now he says, we have to understand. Yes, pure existence is recognizable by us. Recognizable for us. Recognized by us. How? Nischitaihi means nischayena anubhuyate. So nischitaihi, nischayena, definitely, adverb there. Okay, nischayena, definitely pure existence is available for recognition, but not as an object. If you look for the pure existence, search for the pure existence, you can cognitively delete the forms, delete the verbs, delete the forms, names and functions, and you can imagine that's how pure existence. But still, pure existence is not available for objectification, experience or perception. The pure recognition is definitely available for recognition as the very swarupam of the knower ID subject. Okay, swarupam of the knower. And how to understand that? He says, the second line he says, let us understand what happens when the whole jagat dissolves. We all would not be there. All our forms, names and functions, everything also would have been what? Resolved. The total dissolution happens. How will it be? There'll be only pure existence. When there is a universe, pure existence is what? In the form of the universe, existence continues to be there in the form of existence of the universe. When the universe resolves, becomes unmanifest also, there is pure existence without the universe. So existence is always there. Either there is Shuddham Sadvastu or Sadvastu with Jagad Rupam. Existence with the form of the universe, the form and name universe, or existence without the form and name universe. This what is that? What was there before this universe became manifest? Pure existence. Now what is there in the form of the universe? Existence with form and name. So Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat before the manifestation. Nama Rupa Sahitam Sat after the manifestation. Anyway, Jagat is there. The Nama Rupas are there or not. Existence is always there. Therefore, it's very simple. What was there before the universe became manifest? And which is very made very clear. The whole nothing has been created here. What was continues to exist here. The forms, names and functions which constitute the universe was unmanifest before and now it is manifest. The unmanifest forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat becomes manifest, we say what? Creation of the universe. When the forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat becomes unmanifest, we say dissolution of the universe. But whether the universe is there, universe is not there. Whether the forms, names and functions exist, they're there or they're not there. Still, what is there? Always, without the universe exists coming and going. But the existence is without arriving and departing. Always existence is. Therefore, we say that existence, so what was that before the manifestation? Pure existence, Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat. Now, what is here? Nama Rupa Sahitam Sat. Again, what is going to be? Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat. Again, what is will be? Nama Rupa Sahitam Sat. So, Nama Rupa Rahitam, Nama Rupa Sahitam Va, Sat Vastu, always there. That's why it is easy. What is the Sat? How many things, how many existences are there? Ekam, Advitiyam, Advayam, one, secondless, non-dual, pure existence was, which is independent of the forms, names and functions, which pervades in and through all the forms, names and functions, and which is of the nature of change, this the changelessness, and which has no beginning, no end. The time is there, time is not, existence is. So Kala Sahitam Sat is, existence is there, Kala Rahitam Sat also is there. So, Viyad Rahitam Sat is there, Viyad Sahitam Sat also is there. So, with the time, space, with time and space, with all the forms and functions, Sat exists. And without the forms, names and functions, without the time and space, Sat exists. This Sat is, Sat Vastu is always. Therefore, it is very appropriate to say, பிராக் ஏகமேவ சத் அத்விதீயம் ஏகமேவாத்விதீயம் ஆசி இதம் அக்ர ஆசி இதம் ஏகம் சத்வஸ்து ஏவ அக்ரே ஆசீத். கரெக்ட், நத்திங் ராங். One indivisible, partless, whole existence was. And that is not available for objectification, not available for perception. That's true. Was there? Therefore, Shuddham, Shuddham means what? Pure. Pure existence means what? Pure existence means Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat. The existence without the form, name and function is what? Pure existence. Existence with the form and functions is what? Manifest existence. Or I can say, what is manifest? What is manifest? What is unmanifest? You say, the words, Samskritam, we didn't understand these words. Vyakta prapanchaha. Vyaktam means manifest. Vyaktaha prapanchaha vyaktam jagat means manifest universe. When the universe is manifest, what is it? Manifest means what? When the universe is available for experience, available for enjoyment, available for perception, no, then all the forms and functions are perceptible and they are distinguishable. Isn't it? We can distinguish one form from the other form. They are differentiated. The differentiation of forms, names and functions is possible only when they are manifest. Manifest means when they're perceptible. Being manifest means being available for objectification, experience, enjoyment, perception. Be very clear. Don't get confused. That's all being manifest means. So when unmanifest means what now? Unmanifest means all the forms, names and functions are not available for experience or enjoyment, perception, is what? Being unmanifest. So being unmanifest does not mean non-existence. When the universe is not available for experience, enjoyment and perception, it is not useful also. Therefore, this doesn't mean universe is non-existent. The universe never becomes non-existent. Always universe also is there. But there's a time the universe is manifest. There's a time universe is unmanifest. When the universe is available for enjoyment, experience, perception, there's a time the universe is not available for experience and enjoyment. That's all. But whether the universe is available for experience or enjoyment or not, always this universe is what? Always, what is there always is the reality, no, pure existence, sadvastu. Therefore, shuddham, the pure, the adjective is added to the existence just to distinguish the existence from what? Without to say the existence without the forms, names and functions which constitute the jagat. It's called pure existence. And with pure existence, is it possible to experience? No, it is not, it's possible to experience, but not as an object. Experience means what? It is available for recognition, recognizable definitely, but not as an object. Only as this truth of this subject. As pure knowledge. As pure consciousness. Which means what? Pure consciousness, pure knowledge is pure existence. And the pure existence is pure consciousness. So they are of the same nature. Not only they, one reality which is of the nature of knowledge, knowing. It is of the nature of being conscious is actually the pure existence that is recognizable. Okay, so here what he will say, shuddham tadvastu shuddham அஸ்மாபிஹி நிச்சிதைஹி அனுபூயதே. டெஃபினெட்லி பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்ட் பை அஸ் பட் நாட் அஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பட் ஆஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் தி நோவர் ஐ. வென் ஹவு டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் வி சே நவ் வி கான்ட் தி எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் த டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட். We have to analyze our deep sleep state to understand this. See, when there is knowledge of the existence of one's own self in terms of I am, is what is a cognition. The knowledge is a cognition obtaining in the form of a thought. I am is what? An expression of the cognition obtaining in the form of a thought. When this thought rises, then alone knowledge of the existence of anything is also possible. So knowledge of anything, the self or the world, knowledge of anything and everything in the world always rises in the form of a thought, which is a cognition, obtaining the form of a thought. Isn't it? So, how do you say the cognitions are thoughts? Because there's a time these cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts are not there. Thoughts resolve, cognitions are not there. Then the objects of cognition also become as good as non-existent, they remain resolved. The same way, is it clear now? So when this knowledge of the existence of one's own self, this cognition, outcome of thought is, and that state of mind is called what? Waking state. When this knowledge of existence of one's own self, obtaining in him a thought, is not there, what does it mean? The cognition is not there, then the cognition obtained from a thought in terms of the existence of the world, cognition, the existence of the world is also not there. There cannot be. Okay? If there is no knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, there cannot be the cognition associated with the existence of the world. It's also not possible. If there is knowledge of existence of the world, existence itself, then we call what? Knowledge is total. Total means what? There is knowledge is there. Purna vyaktata. Total manifestation. And when there is no knowledge of the existence of the self, or the existence of the world, we say, what now? Total knowledge is, there is unmanifest. There is purna avyaktata. It's called avyaktam. Avyaktata, vyaktata. Jnanasya vyaktata, jnanasya, okay? Jnanasya vyaktata. Which means, when there are cognitions in the form of thoughts, we created what? There is manifestation of knowledge. The cognitions are not there, we say there's no manifestation of knowledge. So when there's manifestation of knowledge in terms of thoughts, there is, it's a waking state. When these thoughts are not there, the knowledge of existence of one's own self or existence of the world, thoughts are not there, what do we call it? It is deep sleep state. What is a waking state? What is a deep sleep state? Thought rises, waking state. Thought resolves, deep sleep state. Okay, what main thought? The knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am, obtaining in the form of thought. It rises, waking state. Then there's also what? Knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is. I am, therefore the world is. And I am, thought is not there, the world is also is not there. which is waking state, which is deep sleep state, you know very well. When there is knowledge, this manifestation. So what happens in the world? Nothing is created here means. It's exactly like if there is light, if the room is filled with the light, this light in the room, all the opaque things in the room shine. And the light is switched off, opaque things are not destroyed. They continue to exist, but all the opaque things are covered in darkness. Opaque things in the room being covered in darkness, they are not useful. They are as good as non-existent. So darkness does not destroy the objects. Dark presence of darkness does not mean objects are destroyed. Objects are only not available for experience, not available for enjoyment. That's all. Similarly, when the light is turned on, light does not create the objects also. In the presence of the light, opaque things shine, they're experienced, they're useful, they serve the purpose. And therefore, all the opaque things shining, what now, are reflections of the light, and they're all, they enjoy the status of being existent. Which means the opaque things never become destroyed, never are they created. Never are they destroyed in darkness, never are they created in light. Light does not create anything. Only thing is, the presence of the light, opaque things shine and enjoy their status of being existent. They enjoy existence, and in darkness, they are as good as non-existent because they lose their status of being existent. Okay, that's all. So when they shine in the light, we can say, oh, the world of opaque things, now they manifest, perceptible. And you can differentiate also. When the objects are shining, they're perceptible, the world of opaque things manifest, you can say they're all differentiated. Where is which is table, which is chair, which is window, which is door, which is television, which is phone. All the forms are distinguished. They are differentiated. When they shine, they manifest, perceptible, enjoyable, useful. This differentiated. In darkness, they're covered in one pitch darkness. All become what? Again, undifferentiated, unmanifest, imperceptible, useless. Isn't it? Undifferentiated also in darkness. Similarly, exactly. That is why always knowledge is likened to what? Light. No? Again, likened to darkness. Is it clear now? Why it is likened now? Same way here also. So when there is manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thoughts, which is a waking state, then world shines. The light of knowledge, thoughts, the cognitions are there, which is called waking state, then the world shines. The vrittis do not create the world. Vrittis rise, world shines. World enjoys its status of being existent. The world is of the nature of inertness. All, everything, what is inert? Anything which does not know its own existence is inert. Therefore, you have to reduce the whole entire object universe is inert. Doesn't have the capacity to become revealed by itself. When it shines, it enjoys the status of being existent. It shines differentiated, perceptible, useful. Where? The universe is. And again, when these cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts resolve, the knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge of the existence of the world, obtaining in the form of thoughts, these cognitions resolve, thoughts resolve, again, world is not destroyed, world continues to exist, But still, this world is of the nature of inertness, time, space, all the forms, names and functions, mind, everything, including the, isn't it, everything loses its status of being existent. Everything continues to exist, but loses the status of being existent. The world is as good as non-existent. And what is the deep sleep state of mind? We call it what? Avidya. Isn't it? Ajnana vrittihi. We say that. But really speaking, please understand here. Nothing is there. Vidyana Swami calls Tushnim Sthitihi. Tushnim Sthitihi means silence. Tushnim Sthitihi means what? Silence. No action, no motion, no speech. Tushnim Sthitihi. In deep sleep state, there is Tushnim Sthitihi. Tushnim sthitau, in silence. When there is silence, in deep sleep state, what is there? There is silence. No noise. No noise means what? Mind is in deep sleep state. All the thoughts are resolved. There is no cognition pertaining to the world of objects. No thought pertaining to the self also. There is no knowledge or the cognition or the existence of the self or the world. All the thoughts are resolved. There is blankness of mind, we can say. We get all these things, we try to understand, okay? And in fact, that is when all the thoughts resolve, we understand what we call as deep sleep state. All the thoughts are resolved. There is Tushnim Sthitihi, silence, okay? We think what? Not speaking orally is not silence. We think பேசாம உட்கார்ந்து இருக்கிறது குழந்தை என்ன உள்ள கும்ப பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கும். சோ இஸ் நாட் பேசாம சும்மா இரு சொல்லற ரமணா சே சும்மா இரு சொல்லற ஓகே வித்வுட் சேயிங் அஃப்டர் வேர்ட் ரிமைன் குவாய்ட். வாட் தூஷ்ணீம் ஸ்திதிஹி, சும்மா இருத்தல். நோ தூஷ்ணீம் ஸ்திதிஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஆல் தி தாட்ஸ் ஹாவ் டு ரிசால்வ். ஒன் தாட் இஸ் தேர் இஸ் இனஃப். அண்ட் தி நாலேஜ் ஐ ஆம் இஸ் the knowledge world is will come there. Is there? Anna, that is there. This is there. Raga, Dvesha, everything will come. Fear, anxiety, everything. All the thoughts can there be there only if this one thought is there. Amazing, isn't it? One vrittihi, aham vrittihi, aham asmi iti jnanam, asmita, jnanja, this existence of self. If this one vritti is resolved, all the vrittis helplessly resolve. They can't exist independently. That is why aham vritti is so pradhana vritti. That's why you must be there for the world to be there. Okay? You are, therefore the world is. You see, therefore the world exists. What I want to say here, you want, these vrittis are not there, then what is, that's why naan pona illam pohum. Okay? The aham vritti is resolved, there is silence. Tushnim sthitihi. Unfortunately, Tushnim Sthitihi only for some time. Again, Paradha Karma wakes you up. Again, disturbs. Again, Aham Vritti comes. Again, the world Vritti comes. Then, the Vyavahara starts. The world again what? So, whenever you fall asleep, when the Vrittis are resolved, it's a deep sleep state. Do you think the world is destroyed? No. You know the world will not be destroyed also before going to bed. You know you're also not going to be destroyed. Only we're going for some rest. Okay? Again, when you wake up, And you wake up, you want to wake up or not, Paradha wakes you up to eat that particular day, sabji, roti, everything had to finish. So you are woken up by Paradha. Again the world is Tushnim Stithihi. Now, when this Tushnim Stithau Na Shunyatvam command, this is where Dhyanam begins. What the Buddhists say here? The Buddha will say, Shunyameva Asti. When the Jagat is, doesn't shine, Jagat is not there, what does he say? Shunyam Asti. There is Shunyam. Na Shunyatvam. When the whole world is resolved, world is unmanifest means what? World is not destroyed, world continues to exist. Only thing is, world is unmanifest and available for perception, not available for enjoyment, experience. It is not recognizable, it is not useful. The world loses its status of being existent. The world is as good as non-existent, that's all. Being as good as non-existent is not non-existent. Okay, the world is continues to exist. The world, but unmanifest. The world is unmanifest. What is there? Not shunyam. Don't say nothing is there. World also continues to exist. Only thing is, world is unmanifest, that's all. But when the world is unmanifest also, you can't say nothing else is there. Shunyam. No, don't say pure existence is there now. When the world does not shine, we say what is existence without the world. Without the world, with the resolved universe. Existence with unmanifest namarupa karma, unmanifest kala desha jagat is what? Pure existence, shuddham sat. When the world shines, then there is sad in the form of the universe. When the world is unmanifest, there is a pure existence. When the world is manifest, existence in the form of the world. Always sati is beginninglessly, endlessly. Jagat bhati or jagat na bhati, sad always bhati. It is always there. Okay? No, don't say shunyam. Na shunyam. And then, shunya buddhescha varjanat. Why? He says, please understand, very important. Here comes the lesson. For you to say, when the world is not there, world becomes unmanifest, you say shunyam is there, for the shunyam to be there. Shunyam is what? Shunya means non-existence, isn't it? Nothingness. For nothingness to be there, there must be corresponding cognition. Let me tell you now. You have to understand an important lesson here. For anything to enjoy the status of being existent, existence of any form, any name, it presupposes the knowledge, cognition. A cup is means cup knowledge is. Without the cup knowledge, the manifestation of knowledge of cup in the form of a thought, cognition, there cannot be cup, the object may be there, it lose, it cannot have existence. For any form to enjoy the status of being existent, there must be corresponding cognition in the form of a thought. So existence presupposes knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Existence presupposes cognition. So whatever cognitions are here, only in corresponding the externally also, you can have only what? Only those objects enjoy existence. Other objects may be there. They are as good as non-existent. That's why how much you know here, so much you see outside. Okay? The world is so vast, but how much do you know? How much of the world enjoys existence. The world can be so big and so vast, but how much of the world enjoys existence? So as much as you have here. As much as you know here, so much you enjoy existence in the world. Therefore, the existence of an external object or existence of anything, subtle or gross, perceptible or imperceptible, is dependent on what? The corresponding cognition obtaining in the form of a thought. If there is no thought, corresponding cognition obtaining in the form of a thought, then there can't be existence of given thing. Now he says, okay, you talk about shunyavritti, shunyatvam. For shunyam to be there, when nothing is there, when you say that when the world is unmanifest, only unmanifest, that's all. That pure existence continues to be there. Okay, for you to say nothing is there, there must be what? There must be corresponding cognition. There is no cognition of shunyatvam. Very subtle. Hope you are able to see this. There is no cognition of shunyatvam. Because when you say the very subtle lesson, let me tell you. See, for any vritti to be there, for any cognition associated with any object to be there, first of all, there must be the knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am. The aham vritti is not there, no other vritti can be there. All the vrittis are resolved. And when all the vrittis are resolved, in the beginning we say there's ajnana vritti. We say that. We simply say. But there can't be, what do you say? There's no cognition of shunyatvam. There's no cognition of shunyatvam in the form of vritti. There's no vritti. Is it clear? Shunyatvam is not an object of cognition. Nothingness is not an object of cognition. Why? Because there's no cognition in the form of a thought. There's no cognition. Why? There's no thought. Therefore, you cannot say shunyam is there. Shunyatva varjanat means shunyatva vritti rahitatva. Because there's no cognition of the obtaining of thought of this nothingness, there cannot be shunyam. You got the point? How many of you are not clear? Please tell me. Why there cannot be shunyam? For a shunyam to be there must be shunyam cognition. The shunyam, you can't say shunyam is. Shunyam is means shunyam enjoys existence. And to say shunyam is, there means shunya jnanam. Isn't it? Shunya astitvam presupposes shunya jnanam, shunya cognition. Shunyam, the cognition of shunyam must be there for the shunyam to enjoy existence. We cannot say shunyam is. There's no shunyam. Okay, this is first he refuted his shunyavad. Then, okay, if shunyam is not there, then what is there? We try to say what? We try to say ajnanam is there. Why? When there is no knowledge, there is ignorance. When there is ignorance, there is no knowledge. Is it clear? This is what we say. I tell you, when there is no manifestation of knowledge, what is pure knowledge. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, attaining in the form of thoughts what is pure knowledge. There is no such a thing called ignorance. Let me tell you here. I always give this example, like this example of water and wave. If there is stillness of water, what do you say? There is pure water. And the stillness is disturbed, the waves rise. What are the waves? Stillness is water. The stillness disturbed, stillness undergone change, there are waves. And what are the waves? Waves are water. Waves are water. Stillness also is water. So waves are what? The waves, when the water rises, there is waves. There are waves. And waves resolve. There is water. Waves rise, water rises, there's a waves. Waves resolve, water. The water with the wave form is wave. Water without the wave form is pure water. There's no pure, impure, the word impure doesn't come at all here. Water, there's a pure water means water without the wave forms. And as a manifest water means what? Water with the wave form and water without the wave form. Water with the wave form is wave. Water with the form is wave and water without the form is pure water. Similarly here, the reality, abstract reality, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, manifest is a thought form. A thought resolves, then the manifestation of knowledge, the reality, there is thought forms. Okay, what is thought form? Manifestation of knowledge is, there are thought form. Knowledge with the thought form. When the manifestation of knowledge is not there, thoughts resolve, there is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Thoughts rise, manifestation of knowledge, knowledge with the thought form. Thoughts resolve, thought itself is imperceptible, okay? What is a thought form? That which comes and goes is thought form. Okay? Thought is very subtle. When there is manifestation of knowledge, knowledge with the thought form. Now thoughts resolve pure knowledge. Water, there's a rising of waves. Water with wave form. Waves resolve, there is pure water. Water with waves forms with wave form and water without the wave form is pure water. Similarly, when there's manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thoughts, knowledge, the reality, the pure knowledge with in thought form, with thought forms. Thoughts resolve, cognitions, optimal thoughts resolve, manifestations resolve, there is pure knowledge. Is it clear? When there is pure knowledge, when there's no manifestation, knowledge is not available for recognition, interaction, experience, enjoyment. When there is manifestation, it's available for recognition. as I, you, it, that, etc. There's no manifestation. Then knowledge is one, secondless, non-dual, indivisible, partless, independent, timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, whole the reality. The vritti is being not there is known. Therefore, that knower of the vritti forms, being present and absent, is what? The reality, the knowledge. Knowledge either obtains in the form of thoughts, or knowledge is there as pure knowledge, without the thought form, pure knowledge. Thoughts are what? Manifestations of knowledge obtaining in the form of thoughts. All the thoughts are knowledge. Manifestations of the knowledge only. But the pure knowledge is not thoughts. All the waves are water. But water is not the wave. Is it clear? Water is not the waves. But wave is nothing but water. Similarly, the pure knowledge, reality obtaining of pure knowledge, pure consciousness is not the thoughts. But all the thoughts, all the cognitions, obtaining of thoughts, all the thoughts in fact, are nothing but manifestations of the only reality, the knowledge. They say waves are many, so thoughts are many. Water is one, reality, pure consciousness is one. I give the grossest example to understand subtlest fact. Thoughts resolve. Okay, when knowledge is not there, we say what? Ignorance. Really speaking, there's no ignorance. There is only pure knowledge. Whenever there's pure knowledge, it is not available for recognition or interaction. If I mistake the non-availability, non-interactability is mistaken for non-existence. They say nothing is there. Shunyam. No. There is pure knowledge, pure the reality, abstract, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, shuddham, jnanam, shuddha, chaitanyam. Why shuddham? Without any form. Without associated with any form, name and function, the pure existence is there. The pure knowledge is, which is timeless, beginningless, endless, kala rahitam, desha rahitam, vastu rahitam. Reality is free from time, space, object, limitation, everything is there, which is arupam, formless, which is always there. So when the jagat is not manifest, what is before its manifestation is the pure knowledge. There is no ignorance at all. How is you see the fact there is no ajnanam now? Where is ajnanam? When there is pure knowledge and available for interaction, therefore we say what? Ignorance. Really, absolutely, there is no such a thing called ajnanam. Relatively, we can say when what opposed to ignorance is ignorance, the knowledge. Now, ignorance is that which is opposed to ignorance, the knowledge. So ignorance is not absence of knowledge, okay? Ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Okay, when there's ignorance, there's no knowledge, that's all. What does it mean? When there is ignorance, there's no knowledge, means there's no manifestation of knowledge. When there is ignorance, ignorance is not absence of knowledge. There is no manifestation of knowledge. It is opposed to ignorance. Okay. But ignorance is, means what? Pure knowledge is. It means ignorance is mithya. There's no real absolute ignorance. What is there absolutely is only knowledge. Where is Ajnanam? Very subtle. You have to say there's no Ajnanam, okay? Relative term. I'm not saying ignorance is. Relatively it is there. Absolutely what is there is the subtlest, abstract, all pervasive, formless, beginningless, timeless reality. And which is, in what form does it obtain? How do you arrive at it? Only in terms of its nature of knowing. So what is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Shuddham means what? Without the form. Without in association with the Jagat. The manifest forms, names and functions. Okay? And pure knowledge is nothing but pure existence. Pure consciousness is pure existence. Pure existence means the existence unassociated with the form, name or function. The Jagat. Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat is Nama Rupa Rahitam Jnanam. Shuddha Chaitanyam Eva Shuddha Chit Shuddham Chit Eva Shuddham Sat. Okay, but you can never experience pure existence. You can existence is experienced not as an object but as the Swarupam of the I-Knower. When you come there, what is this I? You understand that I, nothing but pure consciousness. When the I thought is cognition is resolved, what is as pure consciousness? That pure consciousness is pure existence. They are not two. Okay, chit is sat, sat is chit. And therefore, that doesn't go and come. So it doesn't arrive and go. Time comes and goes, space comes and goes. All the form and function come and go. Jagate gachati the jagat. But this jagat, where does it become manifest? When the knowledge is manifest, jagat is shining. Knowledge is pure, don't say unmanifest knowledge, okay? When there's a pure knowledge, when there is no manifestation of knowledge, jagat loses its status of being existent. So jagat is not created. Jagat is there always, but this jagat is absolutely dependent on this consciousness, which is pure existence, for it to become the known, thereby to enjoy the status of being existent. Therefore, jagat is never countable as a independent entity, nor is the parallel reality also. Always mithya. Mithya means it is non-countable as something, second thing. So what is there? It is the Brahma. The word Brahma implies what? The pure existence, this pure knowledge, which is the reality. Implies the term Brahman or Atma alone is always there. Okay? How it becomes manifest, how there's manifestation, is what we call it creative power, the Shaktihi. Without undoing any action, just by its presence, there is manifestation of. We call that the manifestation is called. We call it create power of manifestation, isn't it? That's there, and the jagat shines. Jagat becomes unmanifest. So nothing is created. Nothing is destroyed here. So here, which means nothing has been. Nothing is created. There's no creation. There is no creation. There's only manifestation. What is only manifestation of the reality, the knowledge? The manifestation of thoughts, jagat shines means every form in the jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness. Thoughts resolve, there's no manifestation, jagat also becomes unknown, not perceived, imperceptible, as good as non-existent. Is it clear? Therefore, when the world is unmanifest means the world is not available for enjoyment, perception, then also the world does not exist outside of, independent of the consciousness. The world being there, that is why every time we wake up from sleep, we know nothing was there. I was there. Means the world being there is known. The world being not there is also known. And that is the knower of the world is always there. Which is pure knowledge. Which is the reality. Which is pure knowledge. And which is the existence. This is the Sat. Okay? It's the pure Sat. Therefore, Sadeva Asit Agre Ekameva Asit Ekam Eva Sadeva Asit Sad Ekameva Asit. Pure existence, only pure existence, reality in the pure existence was, which is nothing but pure consciousness. Sadeva Asit, Nimagra Asit, Advitiyam Asit. When there's no manifestation of knowledge, the world is as good as non-existent. What was there now? There's no plurality. There are no duality. There are no divisions. Nowhere, no knowledge division is not there. Even if all in pure knowledge is there, means there's no nowhere, no knowledge division. Isn't it? In sleep, you have that experience. There's no knowledge division. Triputi Bheda is not there. Subject-object division is not there. Dvaitam is not there. The plurality is not there. Divisions are not there. Differences are also not there. Swagata Bheda. You know, Vijatiya Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda, Sugata Bheda, all the differences are not there. I talked to you already about these differences. Vijatiya Bheda, Hajatiya Bheda, all these differences, all within the realm of what? Jagat. That's why Jagat means, we say, it is, we can say one word, Jagat means Jada Prakritihi, which is Ajnanam. There's no Ajnanam other than the Jagat, okay? So, Jagat shines. It is, when the Jagat, the world shines, it is a manifesting medium because the knowledge is available for recognition, isn't it? Where pure knowledge is not available for it, not recognizable. Therefore, whatever shines here is what? It will be very simple logic here. An opaque thing shines means what? Opaque thing enjoys existence means it shines. It shines means opaque thing can never shine by itself. It shines after the light. Therefore, along with the opaque thing, what cannot be missed is the light. Isn't it? So that opaque shines in the light is what? Reflection of the light. Similarly, when the world shines, which is of the nature of inertness, which can never become the known by itself, no? Never be revealed by itself, never it reveals its existence by itself. Therefore, the world shines means, world is known means, world is what? Illumination of knowledge, consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. opaque thing is the shining opaque things. The enjoyed status of being existent is a reflection of light. Similarly, any shining known world is what? Anything in the world is what? Manifestation of knowledge, the reality of your pure consciousness. Look at the reality as manifest, everything as manifestation of knowledge, you call it Ishvara. Okay, that is how Bhagavan becomes the ruler of the Jagat. Well, we can learn existence, there are first states. Even the causal status is given to the reality because of this. So lending existence is what? Lending life. Knowing is lending existence, and lending existence is ruling. Being, enjoying the causal status. Then we got what? Ishvara. Is it clear? Therefore, what was there before? Satyeva asit. Shuddham. Shuddham sat is not anubhuyate, not as an object, but as the pure knowledge, as the truth of one's own self. Surup mafti nor. Is it clear? The tushnim sthitav na shunyatvam. Why? Shunya buddhehe varjanat. Shunya buddhehe varjanat. There's no buddhi means cognition. See, for anything to enjoy existence, there must be corresponding cognition of a thought. In sleep, we think shunyam is nothing is there. There's no nothingness. For shunyam to be there, there must be corresponding shunya vritti. Isn't it? There's no thought, cognition is not there. But we can, that's why, what you should say, what the correct way of saying it? What is not shunyam. What is only non-recognizable, non-interactable, imperceptible, inconceivable, non-objectifiable, pure existence without the form and name world, nama rupa rahitam, sat is there, which is nothing but pure consciousness. Now, next verse is going to say, now Shunyavadi, even though very clearly said, okay, now what's the doubt he has? If you say there is no cognition of shunyam, there's no vrittihi. Okay, when the world resolves, there's no vrittihi. Therefore, there can't be what? Cognition of cognition. Like without the cognition of the shunyatvam, nothingness, apprehension of thought, there can't be shunyam. Understand. Now, there is no cognition of sat also. There can't be vritti. Therefore, there cannot be cognition. There can't be thought. Therefore, there can't be what? Existence sat also. If shunya vritti is not there, sat vritti is also not there. He wants to say, no. When the vritti is not there, what is only existence, pure existence. Pure existence is that which is unassociated with any form, thought form also. Not external forms. And the vritti is not there, what is pure existence. And the pure existence is not the object of thought, where pure existence is the source of thought. An object of thought is dependent on the existence of the thought, the cognition, isn't it? Existence presupposes knowledge means what? Only existence of an object presupposes the existence of the corresponding knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Existence of an object is dependent on corresponding cognition obtaining in the form of thought. But, is it clear? But existence of the surupam of the subject is not dependent on the corresponding thought, because subject is the subject consciousness. In fact, the pure existence, the pure cognition, pure knowledge, the reality is not an object of thought, the source of thought. The source of thought is not dependent on the thought. Like the thought is dependent on its source. Just as water is not dependent on the wave form, the wave form is dependent on the water. Similarly here, the reality, abstract reality, being pure existence, the pure consciousness is not dependent on the thought or its existence, okay? Whereas a thought is dependent on the reality. Why? Because reality is the source of the cognitions obtaining in the form of a thought. See clear? Therefore, Sad is timeless reality, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent, one, indivisible, partless whole, the pure existence, and which is the pure knowledge, which is not recognizable, which is available as a for recognition as one's own sorupam. Why? You have to understand, shunyatvam, nothingness is dependent on is corresponding thought to come to life, isn't it? There's no cognition of nothingness. Therefore, vritti is not there. Therefore, you can't say shunyam is there. Is it clear? At the same time, pure existence does not require the thought. Why? Because pure is source of the thought. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Rubhyo Namaha Hari Om.